When he died in the year 630, he already had a tremendous following. And the Muslim armies had swept up from the Saudi Arabian Peninsula through Palestine, into Babylonia, into Syria, all the way up into Turkey. And they swept east into what is today Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan. And they swept west into what is Egypt and the Sudan, Libya, the northern coast of Africa. And the entire face of the world was changed by the coming of the Muslims. Now, when he made the mistake of dying, he caused a problem which always exists, especially in dictatorships or very authoritarian rule, the problem of succession. Who's going to take over? And here we have the major split in the Arab, in the Muslim world, a split that exists until today. The split between the Sunni Muslims and between the Shiite Muslims. The Shiites have gotten a lot of publicity lately. They've blown themselves out of proportion. But they are very, very determined, as we will see. When he died, the majority of the elders of the Muslim religion met and they elected new leaders. However, Muhammad had a daughter, whom I mentioned before, Fatima, and she had a husband, the famous Ali, not the boxer, the earlier one. And he claimed the right of succession by the fact that he was related to Muhammad. And the basic dispute was whether or not the heads of the Muslim religion had to come from Muhammad's own descendants or whether they could be others. That from that, there developed other disputes. The Sunnis took a less literal view of the Quran. And they had the lahavdul, like an oral law that went along with it, that modified the words of the Quran, that explained it, that generally relaxed some of the extremism. The Shiites took the Quran literally, without any tradition to leaven it, to lighten it, to make it easier. Now the Shiites believed, and believe till today, that the descendants of Muhammad were called imams. They were the rulers. The 12th iman was a child who disappeared at the age of 8, and they believe that he is still alive, whether through a process of reincarnation or whether literally still alive, depends upon a theological dispute within the Shiites themselves. And this 12th iman is going to come and redeem. He's coming back. He's the Mahdi, the Mahdi. And he's coming back to redeem everybody. He's going to get rid of all the infidels. He's going to destroy all the enemies of Islam. He's going to fix everything up. And he's coming. And part of the Shiite fanaticism which we see in our world is because certain things have to be taken care of before the iman can come back. And therefore they want to hurry it up. Now, you see here a distortion of the messianic idea, which exists in all religions. But in the Muslim religion, in the Shiite portion of the Muslim religion at least, this is the way it exists. It's the way we have it. Now, about two-thirds of the Muslim world is Sunni, a little less than one-third is Shiite. Then there are small sects, but I mean the small sects are millions of people because you're talking about such vast numbers.